Κόσμος 93,6 και 107.
Όλος ο κόσμος σε ένα ραδιόφωνο.
Ξεκίνησε ο ήχος της οθόνης με το Γιάννη Πετρίδη στο Κόσμος.
Thank you. Lot 665, ladies and gentlemen, a papier-mâché musical box in the shape of a barrel organ. Attached, the figure of a monkey in Persian robes playing the cymbals. This item discovered in the vaults of the theatre. Still in working order, ladies and gentlemen.
Showing here.
May I commence at 15 francs. 15, thank you. Yes, 20 from you, sir. Thank you very much. Madame Cherry, 25. Thank you, madam. 25, I bid. Do I hear 30? 30. And 35? Selling at 30 francs, then. 30 once, 30 twice. Sold for 30 francs to the Vicomte de Chagny. Thank you, sir.
A collector's piece indeed. Every detail exactly as she said. Will you still play when all the rest of us are dead?
Lot 666 then. A chandelier in pieces. Some of you may recall the strange affair of the Phantom of the Opera, a mystery never fully explained. We're told, ladies and gentlemen, that this is the very chandelier which figures in the famous disaster. Our workshops have repaired it and wired parts of it for the new electric light. Perhaps we can frighten away the ghost of so many years ago with a little illumination. Gentlemen.
Σήμερα η ταινία του 2004, το φάντασμα της όπερας του Τζόελ Σουμάχερ.
Thank you.
As you can see, are underway for a new production of Chalamet's Hannibal.
Monsieur Lefebvre, I am rehearsing.
Monsieur, Madame Jury, ladies and gentlemen, please, if I could have your attention, thank you. As you know, for some weeks there have been rumours of my imminent retirement. I can now tell you that these were all true, and it is my pleasure to introduce you to the two gentlemen who now own the Opera Populaire, Monsieur Richard Firmin and Monsieur Gilles André.
And we are deeply honored to introduce our new patron,
the Vicomte de Chagny.
My parents and I are honored to support all the arts, especially the world-renowned Opera Populaire.
Vicomte, gentlemen, Signora Carlotta Giudicelli, our leading soprano for five seasons
brava,
now.
Brava!
Signora Ballo Piangi.
And honest, Signor, I believe I'm keeping you from your rehearsal. I will be here this evening to share your great triumph. My apologies, Monsieur.
Thank you, Monsieur le Vicomte. Once more, if you please, Signor.
Love me. We take particular pride in the excellence of our ballet, Monsieur.
I see why. Especially the little blonde angel.
My daughter, Meg Giry.
And that exceptional beauty. No relation, I trust.
Christine Daillé. Promising talent, Monsieur Firmin. Very promising.
Daillé, did you say? No relation to the famous Swedish violinist.
His only child. Orphaned at seven when she came to live and train in the ballet dormitories.
An orphan, you say?
It wasn't too hard, it was good.
Is very excited about tonight's gala.
Allora. I hope he is as excited by dancing girls as your new managers, because I will not be singing.
Bye. What do we do?
Dancing girls.
Grovel. Grovel.
Right. Principessa bella diva.
Si.
Goddess of song.
È vero.
Monsieur Rey. Isn't there a rather marvelous aria for Elissa in Act 3 of Hannibal? Perhaps the Signora...
Yes, Monsieur Reyer?
If my diva commands.
Yes.
Το φάντασμα της όπερας. Musical. Μια ταινία του 2004, όπως είπαμε, που βασίζεται στο ομώνυμο musical του 1986 του Andrew Lloyd Webber, το οποίο με τη σειρά του βασίζεται σε γαλλικό μυθιστόρημα του 1910 του Gaston Leroux. Σκηνοθέτης ο Τζόελ Σουμάχερ. Πρωταγωνιστές ο Τζέραρ Μπάτλερ στον ομώνυμο ρόλο, η Έμι Ρόσουμ, ο Πάτρικ Βίλσον, η Μιράντα Ρίτσαρσον, η Μίνι Ντράιβερ. Θα ακούσουμε το The Phantom of the Opera με Έμι Ρόσουμ και Τζέραρ Μπάτλερ.
Thank you.
strange duet. My power over you grows stronger yet. And though you turn from me to glance behind, the phantom of the opera is there inside.
Sweet music's throne, to this kingdom where all must pay homage to music. Music, you have come here for one purpose and one alone. Since the moment I first heard you sing, I have needed you with me to serve me, to sing for my music. My music.
Η Sarah Brightman και ο Steve Harley είχαν τραγουδήσει το τραγούδι που μόλις ακούσατε σε πρώτη εκτέλεση. Η Sarah Brightman και ο Steve Harley από το rock συγκρότημα των Cockney Rebel είχαν τραγουδήσει το τραγούδι που μόλις τελείωσε στην πρώτη εκτέλεση. Το επόμενο το έκανε επιτυχία πρώτη φορά ο Michael Crawford. Υποδιόταν τον βασικό ρόλο στο φάντασμα της όπερας και στο ανέβασμα του έργου στο Broadway και το West End. Αυτός είναι ο Gerard Butler.
Silently the senses abandon their defenses. Its splendor, grasp it, sense it, tremulous and tender. Turn your face away from the garish light of day. Turn your thoughts away from cold, unfeeling light, and listen
music of the night. Close your eyes and surrender to your darkest dreams. Purge your thoughts of the life you knew before.
Ένα από τα πιο γνωστά και καλύτερα τραγούδια αυτής της ταινίας και της όπερας του Andrew Lloyd Webber, το φάντασμα της όπερας, είναι αυτό που θα ακούσουμε τώρα. All I Ask of You έχει γνωρίσει πάρα πολλές διαφορετικές εκτελέσεις και ερμηνείες. Επίσης, η Barbara Streisand το έχει βάλει σε ένα από τα καλύτερα άλμπουμ της. Εμείς το ακούμε όπως ακούγεται στην ταινία, από την Amy Rossum και τον Patrick Wilson.
forget these wide-eyed fears. I'm here, nothing can harm you. My words will warm and calm you. Let me be your freedom. Let daylight dry your tears. I'm here with you, beside you, to guard you and to guide you.
Ακούτε Κόσμος 93,6 και 107.
Ένα ακόμα απόσπασμα από την κινηματογραφική ταινία Το Φάντασμα της Όπερας. Και μετά θα περάσουμε στην ταινία Cats. Είναι το Masquerade.
Splendid party, the prelude to a bright new year. Quite a night, I'm impressed.
From a dustman's best,
here's to us,
the toast before the city.
What a pity that the Phantom can't be here.
glad that you're proud of the creme de la creme.
Watching us, and watching them.
The 3 months of relief.
Of delight.
Of Elysian peace.
And we can breathe.
No more doubts.
No more ghosts.
Here's a health.
Here's a toast to a prosperous year.
To our friends who are here.
And may our three months never fail.
With a train.
What a blessed release.
And with a masquerade.
Think of it.
A secret engagement. Look. Your future bride. Just think of it.
But why is it secret? What have we to hide? You promised me.
No, Ralph, please don't let them see.
Well, then let them see. It's an engagement, not a crime.
Christine, what are you afraid of?
It's not all
you.
Please pretend
θα αφήσουμε το φάντασμα της όπερας και θα πάμε σε μία άλλη ταινία του 2019, «Οι γάτες», βασισμένη στο μόνιμο musical του 81 του Andrew Lloyd Webber και αυτό με τη σειρά του βασισμένο στην ποιητική συλλογή του T.S. Eliot. Σκηνοθέτης ο Tom Hooper και ένα σπουδαίο cast πρωταγωνιστών, πολλά γνωστά ονόματα, James Gordon, Judi Dench, Jason Derulo, Jennifer Hudson, Ian McKellen, Taylor Swift και άλλοι.
Are you blind when you're born?
Can you see in the dark? Can you look at king?
Would you sit on his throne?
Can you say of your bite that is worse than your bark? Are you cockroach to walk when you're walking alone?
When you fall on your head,
do you land on your feet?
Are you tense when you sense there's a storm in the air?
Can you find your way blind when you're lost in the street?
Do you know how to go to the heavy side layer?
Because jellicles can, and jellicles do.
Jellicles do, and jellicles can.
Jellicles can, and jellicles do.
Jellicles do, and jellicles can.
Jellicles can, and jellicles do.
Can you ride on a broomstick to places far distant?
Familiar we condole
with the
and with Belle.
Were you Whittington's friend?
The Pied Piper's assistant.
Have you been an alumnus of heaven or hell?
Are you mean like a minx?
Are you lean like a lynx?
Are you keen to be seen
when you're smelling the rat?
Were you there when the pharaohs commissioned the sphinx?
If you weren't, you are. You're a jellicle cat. Jellicle song for jellicle cats. Jellicle song for jellicle cats. Jellicle song for jellicle cats. Jellicle songs for jellicle cats. Jellicle songs for jellicle cats. We can fly in the air like a flying trapeze. We can turn double somersaults, bounce on a tire. We can run up a wall. We can swing through the trees. We can balance on cars. We can walk on a wire.
Και στην θεατρική απόδοση αυτού του έργου, αλλά και στο κινηματογράφο, αυτή η σκηνή που ακούσατε από όλο το cast, δηλαδή όλες τις γάτες μαζί να τραγουδούν, είναι από τις καλύτερες στο θέατρο αλλά και στο κινηματογράφο. Θα ακούσουμε τώρα το τραγούδι που ξεχώρισε από αυτό το musical του Andrew Lloyd Webber και είναι βέβαια το Memory. Η πρώτη εκτέλεση ανήκει στην Elaine Page το 1981 που το ανέβασε και στα 10 πρώτα της Βρετανίας. Εμείς θα το ακούσουμε από την Jennifer Hudson, από την ταινία Cats του 2019. Η Jennifer Hudson είχε βραβευθεί με βραβείο Όσκαρ ερμηνείας στο φιλμ Dreamgirls. Ήταν η Jennifer Hudson. Στη συνέχεια λέω να ακούσουμε την μεγαλύτερη ηθοποιό της Βρετανίας εδώ και πάρα πολλά χρόνια, την Judi Dench, που συμμετέχει στην ταινία αυτή του 2019, 60 χρόνια μετά την πρώτη εμφάνισή της στον Hamlet στο θέατρο Old Vic. Είναι η Judi Dench.
have several kinds of cat, and my opinion now is that you should need no interpreter to understand our character. You've learnt enough to take the view that cats are very much like you. You've seen us both at work and games, and learnt about our proper names, our habits and our habitat. But how would you address a cat? So first, your memory I'll jog, and say a cat is not a dog.
So first, your memory I'll jog, and say a cat is not a dog.
With cats, some say one rule is true: don't speak till you are spoken to. Myself, I do not hold with that. I say you should address a cat, but always bear in mind that he resents familiarity. You bow, and taking off your hat, address him in this form: oh, cat. Before a cat will condescend to treat you as a trusted friend, some little token of esteem is needed, like a dish of cream, or you might now and then supply some caviar or Strasbourg pie, some potted grouse or salmon paste. He's sure to have his personal taste, and so in time you'll reach your aim and call him by his name.
Αυτή ήταν η ηλικιωμένη γάτα στο musical. Τώρα πάμε σε μια νεαρή γάτα, η Taylor Swift. Το δημοφιλέστερο όνομα στη μουσική τα τελευταία 20 χρόνια. Υπάρχει ένα τραγούδι στην ταινία που δεν είναι του Andrew Lloyd Webber. Είναι σύνθεση της Taylor Swift. Το ακούμε από την ίδια. Beautiful Ghosts.
Follow me home. If you dare to, I wouldn't know where to lead you. Should I take chances when no one took chances on me? So I watch from the dark, wait for my life to start with no beauty in my memory. All that I wanted was to be wanted. Too young to wander London streets, alone and haunted. Born into nothing, at least you have something, something to cling to. Visions of dazzling rooms I'll never get let into. And the memories were lost long ago. But at least you have beautiful ghosts.
night, their voices calling, a flicker of light before the dawning. Out here the wild ones are taming the fear within me, scared to call them my friends and be broken again. Is this hope just a mystical dream? All that I wanted was to be wanted. Too young to wander London streets, alone and haunted. Born into nothing, at least you have something, something to cling to. Visions of dazzling rooms I'll never get. And the memories were lost long ago, but at least you have beautiful ghosts. And so maybe my home isn't what I had known, what I thought it would be. Something, something to cling to. I never knew I'd love this world they've let me into. And the memories were lost long ago. So I'll dance with these beautiful ghosts. And the memories were lost long ago. So I'll dance with these beautiful ghosts.
Σε λίγα λεπτά εδώ στο Κόσμος συνεχίζουμε την δεκαετία του 80. Ένα ακόμα απόσπασμα από την ταινία «Οι γάτες».
Gus is the cat at the theater door. My name, as I ought to have told you before, is really Asparagus, but that's such a fuss to pronounce that they usually call me just Gus. My coat's very shabby, I'm thin as a rake, and I suffer from palsy, which makes my paws shake. Yet I was, in my youth, quite the smartest of cats, though no longer a terror to mice or to rats. For I'm not the cat that I was in my prime, though my name was quite famous, they say, in my time. And whenever I join my friends at their club, which takes place at the back of the neighboring pub, I'd love to regale them if someone else pays with anecdotes drawn from my palmiest days. For I once was a star of the highest degree. I have acted with Irving. I've acted with Truman. And I like to relate my success on the halls when the gallery once gave me 7 catwalks. But my grandest creation, as I love to tell, was fire for a fiddle, the fiend of the fair. Then if someone will give me a tuneful of gin, I will tell how I once played a part in East Lynn. In a Shakespeare performance, I once walked on pat when some actor suggested the need for a cat. And I said, these kittens, they do not get trained as we did in the days when Victoria reigned. They do not get drilled in the regular troop, and they think it's the smartest to jump through a hoop. And I say, as I scratch myself with my claws, well, the theatre is certainly not what it was. These modern productions are all very well, but there's nothing to equal from what I hit. That moment of history when I made history as fire fulfilled the fiend of the fire.